let's talk about weight loss. First of all, why would I listen to a shoe man? I've been in the weight loss game professionally since 1999, and before that was 1986, where I just had a real interest in weight loss because I wasn't allowed to watch TV, wasn't allowed to play Nintendo very much at all. So all I had access to was a bookshelf with books, and my mum, as most women in their 30s and 40s, are into dieting, so I just have diet books in there. So 1986 when I started getting into the diet world, and I've coached thousands of women since. I've coached Tour de France, kingpins and their coaches, nutritionists. I've coached so many doctors out there, UFC athletes, helping them make weight, some top level ballerinas, etc. All down to, not down to, but across to, the housewife who's gained 20 kilos postnatal, postnatal adaptive thermogenesis, etc. So all sorts, when you're dealing with human metabolism, all these things work. All my protocols work to enhance weight loss. If your goal is weight gain, I can't help with that. Actually, I can. I can help with that because it's just the opposite of my protocols. So you'll gain as much weight as you want. Sumo wrestlers, though, I've never coached a sumo wrestler. But if I did, I would do the opposite of my protocols for the sumo. So I'd cut carbs and boom, unlimited fat and protein. All right, and skip breakfast. But sumo skip breakfast anyway, don't they? Yeah. Anyway, so how long does weight loss take? How to lose 7 pounds in 7 days? How to lose 7 kilos in 7 days? It's going to be dehydration, and it's going to be very dangerous and very stupid, and I wouldn't recommend it. And that's what a lot of UFC or boxers do. They dehydrate down, they sit in the sauna, they put the training suit on, they go run, and they some of them give themselves permanent kidney damage, right? If you dehydrate too much, you give yourself renal scarring. Your liver can recover from certain things, like, surgeons can chop off half your liver and you can be okay. But if you have kidneys that are damaged, they don't come back. Kidneys do not regenerate. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong out there. They don't regenerate. That's why. And I've known people who've died from dehydration. Right? Their kidneys fail, and then your electrolyte balances out, and then your heart fails because your sodium potassium is all out of the whack. And so dehydration, never, ever, ever skip water. And you see people that are doing dry fasting and stuff, and I've known two people who died doing dry fasting. So, it's two people like that were friends of mine that I would socialize with, that I'd hang out with and stay at their homes, okay? And they died doing dry fasting and dehydration. And, you don't want to lose 7 kilos in 7 days. But some people doing my protocol do, okay? And they're not dehydrating. They're just so fucking fat. And once we get them on the protocols, they're just shredding weight massively. So if you are morbidly obese, then yeah, it's pretty common to lose 7 kilos in 7 days on my protocols. Safely, easily, with no negative aspect on your metabolism. And this is what people really got to understand is the human metabolism. You got to understand your hormones, your estrogen, your insulin growth factor one, your insulin is so important. Fasting insulin levels. If you want to have weight gain, bring fasting insulin levels up. We do that by increasing fats. We increase healthy fats and we increase healthy proteins. And that brings up fasting insulin and makes you gain more weight. Okay. Which is the opposite of what the media tells you, isn't it? But if you look at all the clinical data, all the clinical research, diets higher in fats and protein increase fasting insulin the best. If we want to induce type 2 diabetes in humans or rats or the monkeys that they cruelly do animal testing on, we always give those testing subjects a high-fat, high-protein diet. If you give them a high-sugar diet, low-fat, low-protein, you cannot induce insulin resistance in them. So you need to feed them the high fat, the high protein. And just do a deep dive on Harold Hemsworth. He's the man, the diabetes researcher who discovered the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. He's the man who coined the phrase insulin resistance and insulin sensitivity. So you have these people out there, you have like who we're talking about, Joe Rogan or Chaffee or whoever the fuck's trending in the moment, telling people good things about their bad habits. You're fat because you don't eat enough bacon. You just need to eat more steaks. You need to eat like an obese 400-pound Kansas person. That's the secret. Don't eat like a 50-pound Asian person, rice, sugar, and fruit. No, no, don't do that. Like, eat, you know, drive your SUV and eat freaking heart attack grill burgers without the bun. The bun's causing you to be 800 pounds. It's the buns. 800-pound people, it's because of the bun. It's because of the teaspoons of sugar in their drink. Yeah, yeah, sure. You know, so you have all these people out there trending. And ask them, that they have no idea on where insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance even came from. Who coined the term? They don't know. Right? So getting back to hormones, so you've got to understand insulin, right? So if your goal is weight loss or weight gain, it's all about hormones. I mean, you've seen my body change, me taking exogenous hormones, Tren, Test, Deca, Anavar, D-Bol, Anadrol, blah, blah, blah. What has it done to my weight? Boom, up. Because these are anabolic hormones. When I increase my fat and protein intake, what happens to my body weight? Boom, up, okay? Because it increases the insulin levels in my body. Okay, so, you know, and that's the beauty. You've seen me at 59 kilos. I'm 6 foot. You've seen 183 centimeters. You've seen me at 85 kilos, okay? And pretty much the same level of body fat. The difference would be more muscle glycogen and more muscle weight at 85 versus 59. How do I feel at 59? Amazing. How do I feel at 85? Amazing, you know? So it's like, because I'm never ever starving myself of carbohydrate. That's always what I do, is never ever avoid the carbs. Always have my water, sleep, and sugar, because I like feeling good. I'm not one of these people out there who can starve themselves and be depressed and fuck that. Life's too short to suffer. Every day's a holiday for me. Every single day I'm on holiday. I don't want to feel shit, starved, in a bad mood, cranky, being no thanks. I'm always sugared up. For decades now, decades. I remember trying to do a low-carb diet in 1999, just to have an opinion, and I almost didn't make it home from my TAFE, which in Australia is TAFE. It's like a, you know, college, university, school, daycare, whatever you want to call it, you know. It's a tertiary education. And I remember riding home just like in full ketosis, just like thinking this is dangerous to be in traffic because I can't fucking see properly, can't focus. My bike's just, and I'm like, you know, but I persisted, and it normally took me about an hour to get home. I think it took me about 2 hours to get home that day. And mate, the next day I was fucking destroyed. All right. I think I even caught the bus in or something like that. And I was just fucking shattered, you know, from being in ketosis and trying to be physical and mental, you know. And then that was it. That was game over for low carb then. And that's why when people would say low carb, I'm like, one, don't be in traffic because that's fucking dangerous. How many people die or cause accidents because they're in ketosis and they got the brain fog, can't think sharply because they're in la la land, fucking la la land, and they think they're okay. That's the danger. A lot of people out there, they just got no idea. They got minimal spatial awareness, and they got minimal self awareness of what's going on. You know, if you believe a low carb diet is possible and to perform, you have very, very, you have the lowest low spatial body awareness. You have zero idea about athleticism and muscle glycogen and performance. And that's not me being a douche, might sound like that, but it's me saying, you don't know yet. It's like me, I can't play the piano. It's like me walking there, like, oh, I'm a piano expert. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, piano experts will know as soon as I sit down, I'm full of shit, you know? So how long does it take to lose the weight? Just let your body do its thing. I know this is the answer people don't want. Your body has its own agenda, as Dougie Boy would say. The body has its own agenda. All we have to do is just get out of the way and let the body do its thing. You know, let the body do its thing. Let the body do its thing. Especially.